back and forth by Abraham. I was born in a little town called Gringo Springs, Colorado. My family and I lived in a little house. I lived with my sister, my dad, my mom, and my brother. But the only problem was that my dad was an immigrant. He didn't have papers. And my mom had this idea to go to Mexico City to get his papers. We had everything ready for the trip. Then the day came, we left. It was a really long trip, so we did some stops before we got to Mexico City. We got to Mexico City for the first time. We had to stay with my uncle. I used to get in trouble where my uncle used to live, so my uncle told us to get our house to live by ourselves. We bought a house. It was little, but I didn't really care. I was scared to live in Mexico. But then time passed. I met new friends at school and in the town that I used to live in. One day coming back from school, my mom told us that my dad's papers were going to take more than 2 years. And I answered, more than 2 years? I thought to myself, that's a long time. I thought it was going to take less. We're waiting for calls and everything. But we didn't got nothing, neither emails or text messages. One day we got a call out of nowhere. It was an unknown call from the United States. We thought it was from the immigrant office, but it wasn't. It was my grandma saying that something really bad happened. My mom's brother got shot. We didn't really know what happened. The only thing that we knew is that he got in a fight in a party, and then they shot him from the back. My mom got really sad, and she had to go back to the United States. We had to stay with my dad for about 2 or 3 months. When my mom came back, we were really worried about my uncle, and she didn't really tell us much, so we were worried even more. A year later, we got a call saying that my uncle died in the hospital. We went to his funeral. My dad and my little two brothers had to stay in Mexico because they still didn't have papers. It was a mixed family, like my dad used to say, half Chilangos and half gringos. After the funeral, we stayed in Gringo Springs for about 2 weeks. We met my abuelita, my dad's mom, for the first time. I was really excited to meet her. We hung out. We were really excited to meet her. We had a lot of fun. Then we head back to Mexico. We got back to Mexico, and my dad told us that something really exciting happened. He got a call from the immigrant office saying that his papers were all ready to him to get them. About 2 weeks later, my dad had to go get his papers, but then the earthquake in Mexico City happened. Everything got ruined, so my dad didn't go. He had to wait. My school got canceled. Roads were closed. My dad had to stay for a little while still. Then he left. When my dad came back, he said that we were all ready to go to back to the United States and have a happy life. When we were all ready for the trip, we went to the airport. My dad didn't got in the plane. We got scared. We thought that something happened with my dad. And my mom told us that he had to stay in Mexico for a little while to fix the house and to sell the car that we used to have. We landed in Denver, Colorado. My grandma and my grandpa picked us up in the airport. And we lived in her house for a little while. Then my dad got here. And we bought a house. Then I started school. School was hard because I forgot all my English that I used to know. It was been a really long process to learn my English again. I'm glad to live in Gringo Springs again with my whole family. When we have more opportunities here, better schools, and better learning. There are more things to do here. Thank you.